Revelers are back in New Orleans as Mardi Gras returns in full force after a year off. The city canceled last year's traditional parades after Mardi Gras 2020 became a super spreader event, infecting thousands and turning New Orleans into an early pandemic hotspot. Joining us now from New Orleans is Shalina Chatlani. She's health reporter with Gulf States Newsroom. Shalina, good to have you.
Hey, thank you for having me.
So I want to talk first about the excitement in the air right now in New Orleans. You spoke to one attendee, Tina Jones, this morning at the Zulu Parade. Let's take a listen.
I'm so happy Mardi Gras is back. Number one, it's great for the city. It's great for the economy. Number two, it's great for the culture. It's just wonderful. You see the people out here. We miss it. We love it. Okay? This is who we are. It's our heritage. But it's also the gift we give to other people around the world.
Tina Jones there in New Orleans. So, Shalina, talk a little bit more about the mood in New Orleans right now as it prepares for Mardi Gras.
Absolutely. Well, as you said, it's very festive right now. You see people out on the streets, filling up the streets in beautiful, bright costumes, probably costumes that they have been working on for years because Mardi Gras didn't really happen in full swing last year. We saw people really getting into the spirit of the theme of the parades, dressing up in elaborate designs that they had thought of. There was also lots of food and laughter and joy. So it was really fun to see that side of New Orleans coming out again this year.
Right. And coming back, as we mentioned, lots of folks are going to remember the 2020's Mardi Gras festivities became something of a super spreader event. Now, I understand that you spoke with New Orleans health director, Jennifer Avegno, who still considers Mardi Gras a high risk event. What are officials doing to help keep people safe?
That's right. It absolutely is a high-risk event because you have people from all around the country coming into the city. And, the last time it resulted in around 50,000 people being infected. But the circumstances this time are a lot different. And that's what health director for the city, Jennifer Avegno, talked about, which is the fact that, over 90% of adults in the city have gotten at least one shot of the vaccine. So that creates, a situation which, it's not as dangerous as before in 2020 because there's some protection. The other thing that's going on is that the city has continued an indoor mask mandate. So people will have to wear masks inside, during high-risk activities like eating at a restaurant. At the same time, there's also a vaccine or negative COVID test mandate. So if you want to go to the restaurant as well, you also have to show proof of vaccination or that you tested negative for COVID. And a lot of people, including Tina, who we heard from, said that's what also made her feel safe to be celebrating during this Mardi Gras.
Right. And we just have about 15 seconds left. How much, though, does the return of Mardi Gras mean to the city's economy? Because it took a big hit when it had to cancel it last year.
The tourism industry is huge in New Orleans. You saw a lot of restaurants showing up to provide food during the celebration. So, it really does mean a lot for the city to have a lot of people coming back in and contributing back to the economy.
All right. That's Shalina Chatlani, health reporter with Gulf States Newsroom, talking about the return of Mardi Gras in New Orleans, which kicks off this weekend. Thanks so much for joining us, Shalina.
Absolutely.